Hello, my dears. Hello, hello, hello. Let me get comfortable here. Oh, my music stopped. Perfect timing. Did my podcast stop too? Oh. I'm going to go ahead and stop that. I'm still hoping for a fade. I really would like a fade. So I'm Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Adult Story Time. Is that right? Did I finally introduce my own show correctly? To be honest, I'm not sure. I don't know. I just posted on Twitter. Let's see. I almost got it. Forgive me. Isawellen writes stories for adults instead of story time. How are you guys? How are you out there in the world today? It is kind of warm where I'm at. I'm so ready for fall, though. This morning felt very fall-ish. I was ready for sweaters and boots and everything. Hi, Quincy. I'm just, you know, chatting. How was the game? Hey, how was the game? Quincy was watching football. It's Sunday, football day. Awesome, he said. So when you come into a Podbean chat, a Podbean live stream, there is a chat box where guests and people who come in can interact. They can write text messages, or you can call in. There are all these heads. Podbean gives me what I have. 4, 5, 6, 7 people, which would be really hard, but I could get 7 people in. Quincy comes in a lot. He's such a dear heart. I don't know if you caught it. If I replay this, I hope you go back and listen. I've had Quincy on a couple times, and recently we did a thing where he read a poem that he had written that was a contrast to something I had written. I thought that was fantastic. If you scroll back, and that was a very serious, very dramatic piece, it really beautiful. And if you scroll down the list of podcasts, there's kind of an interview kind of time where I was hanging out with Quincy and a friend, my friend being Zane, and we were talking about all of the times that Quincy lost his pants. The man has some stories. You're a great storyteller. how are you doing with those pants? Have you managed to lose them since? Are we doing okay there? He writes, oh no, in the chat. So the biggest thing about doing Podbean and having this great interactive chat thing is that I forget to tell you wonderful listeners, even after doing this for not quite a year, but for what, 86 episodes, I think? I always forget to tell listeners that, hey, who's talking? When somebody's in the chat, it needs a little bit of narration. So I just thought I would get on. I was in a mood. I wanted to talk. There's so much. I could do some reading. There's a Marie from Twitter. She wanted to come on. She's going to start her own podcast. And I said, well, why don't you come on the show and talk about it? And I would love to hear from her. Let's see. So you guys can help me. Maybe you can help me because I'm an old lady with a TikTok account, people. I'm an old lady with a TikTok account. And believe it or not, there are people of age. There's like a 30s crowd and a 40s crowd and even a 50s crowd. And every now and then you're just scrolling through and TikTok will just pump that stuff up in your algorithm for you to see. And I was scrolling through and there was this guy from the South. He's from Texas, and he was showing how to clean a cast iron pan and talking about his cast iron all and baking and cooking with cast iron. And if you know, that actually is a trending thing on TikTok of all the weird things, because there was some commercial where somebody used soap, you know, like Dawn or whatever, some kind of dish soap to scrub out their pan, their cast iron pan. And if you know anything about cast iron pans, you know that, oh my gosh, that is the worst thing you could possibly do. You do not scrub a cast iron pan with soap ever, never, never, ever. Quincy says, yes, the whore. Because you want to season that pan. You want to have the butter and the pan works so much better when you get the butter and the grease from the bacon and all the goodness. You want to season that pan. You want to use it. You don't take a brand new cast iron pan and just, you know, use it like one of those lined things, right? You don't like one of those, I don't know what they are, but those black, you know, nonstick pans and just, oh, I'm going to wash it and cook with it. A cast iron pan, you gotta treat that thing gently. You gotta get some age on that. And before you can really get the best out of the pan, you don't just put it on the stove and just, you know, expect everything to be go boy howdy, right? Oh, Quincy says, my 12-inch cast iron has 50 years of seasoning on it. That's amazing. Did you inherit that? You're not quite that old. You haven't been cooking for 50 years. You inherited it. Yes. And I wish I should have grabbed my grandmother's, and I didn't. I regret that. That's a big regret in life, not grabbing grandma's pan. So anyways, there's this guy on Twitter and he was cleaning his cast iron pan. And if you listen to any of the show at all, you know that, I love to the way people sound. I love voices. So we've had some women guests who just have these beautiful accents and voices. And when they read, oh, it's very swoony. And we've had some men like Seven and Quincy and Brandon, who's an author, and hi, we've had some men, I'm saying to hi to people who are in the chat, who've come on, who've had great voices, and this guy on TikTok, he opened his mouth and started to talk, I about fell out my chair. His accent with his low voice, oh, howdy, I need to get him on to read. And he's not a writer. Oh, people, he's not a writer. He's not an audio guy. He's just a regular guy on TikTok. He makes things and sells things and tells how to do cooking on his cast iron pan. And he does encouragement thing, but he's not a writer and he's not an audio guy. And he doesn't know me from nobody. But I'm like, ooh. So I went and I friended him on Facebook. And he accepted my friend request because now I got an in, right? So hi, is it Miriam? Is it from Twitter? There is a young lady on Twitter. She's been following my podcast and she said she's been listening and so encouraging. It is getting feedback for these things when I do these things, knowing that you're laughing along with me, knowing that I'm not being such a dork, constantly interrupting my guests and putting in my two cents. Oh yeah, no, that's for me. You know, I constantly do that. I just can't help it. I feel like knowing that you guys hear me means so much to me, and she's been, her feedback has been so great today. I was on the Twitter and she actually said, what kind of mic do you have? And so I told her and I said, are you going to do a podcast? And she said, yes. And I said, oh, you could come on. So if you want to come on, just call on in. I would love to talk about what you're going to do on your podcast and just your story. I'm really interested in how you got from point A to point B. I'd love to hear about that. So go ahead and call in. And just click on one of the little heads, I should do those. Oh, there she is. She's calling in. Calling in. Connect. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. I'm getting dressed.
You said you were going to prepare. I didn't know you needed to, you know, needed to prepare. You were, sorry, you know, you got to get ready. You got to do your hair and take a shower.
No. Wait. So I was supposed to shower. Well, I did shower, but I have clothes on now, just so you know. Okay. So I was having a conversation with my sister, and that, like, usually it takes forever, but I thought that this was gonna be a quick, totally speaking in English in front of my mom, who totally speaks Spanish, kind of conversation, like, girl, are we having for dinner or something? And it ended up being, like, some deep stuff that I wasn't prepared for. And I was like, girl, you know, I love you, but I have a call. It's just like, hey, I'll finish. And I was like, they're kind of waiting for me. So I had to rush into the shower, and that's why I was late. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't apologize. That's why I was going to, you know, podcast a little earlier, but my mother, I'm actually staying with my mother, so I'm in her house. And the room I'm in right now, which I'm in quite a lot, and I've kind of taken over. She has so many clothes, my mom. It's like the overflow room. And she's looking for one pair of pants. She has so many clothes. I can't even tell you how many clothes this woman has. But it's just that one pair of pants that, did you put those in the drawer? Did you hang those up in the closet? I know you washed them. Where'd you put them? So she comes in, and then she sits down, and then she starts asking, what's that? What did you do with that? Why did you move that?
Mother.
She was being such a mother because it's really still her house, and I'm just kind of hanging out with her, and she was like, you know, poking at everything. What are you doing there? What's that? Are you writing? What's that over there? What's in that? She's so funny. She's like, are those mine? Yes, Mom, I've been wearing your clothes. And I have, because she has so many shoes that I knew coming that I just needed to bring. I brought two pairs of shoes, and I wear hers all the time because we have the same shoe size. Oh, and she's like, are you wearing my shoes? I'm like, yes, Mom, because you never go anywhere anymore. And so I'm just, got so many. Some of them are like brand new. I went out this morning and I'm like, ooh, I think I'll wear these. I like these. They're Mary Janes. They're so fun.
Oh, my God. My mom has this pair of Ferragamo shoes. Like, they're vintage. Yes, they're vintage. She has had them. I think what year was, well, I'm not going to say what year I was born, but pretty early in the 90s, she got it. I don't know if somebody gifted her, and she has them. They're this super cute cream color. They're beautiful. They're beige or cream. I don't know. They're beautiful and so super classy, like my mom. So, like, I love the shoes, but I just can't fit them in because she has ballerina feet. And I am a monster.
You're a monster? No, you're not. My grandmother was that way. My grandmother, she loves shoes too. When we cleaned out her attic, she had bags and bags of shoes from the 70s and the 60s that she had shared. And they were all like these 4-inch, 5-inch heels. And she looked at my feet. I wear a size 7. And she says, it's too bad your feet are so humongous. I'm a 7. She was a 5.
And my mom is a 5.
And then your mom is a 5.
Wait, can we swap shoes?
I know. But my mom, at least my mom was like between a 5. Oh, that. Yeah, my grandmother. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I wouldn't have worn those gigantic heels. Some of them were cute, though. I mean, even though they were from the 70s and they were the spike heels. They weren't. Oh, she had good taste, my grandma. She had really great taste, but I couldn't wear her clothes for nothing.
I know, right?
I was a tank compared to her, tiny. So are you Hispanic? Is that?
Yes.
Now, does your mom throw the shoe at you when you get in trouble? Is she a flip-flop thrower?
I have never been sassy in front of my mom without getting the chancla. Oh my God, like, if you're Hispanic, you totally know this. Like, I like to say Hispanic instead of like Latino, mm-hmm. because people in Brazil are part of Latin America and they don't speak Spanish. Or I don't know, they do. So I don't really like to put us all in the same box because I might be offending somebody. Hispanic because we speak Spanish. It's
there you go.
Spanish. We'll say, well, what's the Hispanohablantes? That with people who speak Spanish, that's what Hispanic is.
Yeah, it's say it again. Espleno.
Españohablante.
Español. I've heard español, but
Yes,
español hablante. That's
Hispanohablantes, yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely
I
beautiful. Oh, I'm
know,
gonna have
I
to have you
know.
read something in Spanish for me.
Honey, I heard
Okay.
that you're a teacher. You were a teacher. I was a
I
teacher too.
yeah, a preschool teacher, more, you know, younger
Same.
children. Yes,
Wait,
yes.
yay! We're friends, and we're
Yes,
okay. So
younger teacher, which is why I never cuss, because it sounds like a preschool
no,
teacher cussing,
I
and
can't either.
it sounds ridiculous. And people will come on. I've had some guests, and they'll just cuss, and they make fun of me. They're like, "Can't you say it?" And I'm like, "Well, sometimes
Wait.
if I write it, sometimes I can read it if I know it's coming, and or if it's in a
Honey,
story or a book."
I
But
am
for
in the frog and snickerdoodle team club.
Sneakerdoodle. I love that
Frog.
word. Oh, Snickerdoodle's my favorite. Yeah, but I can't cuss for nothing. I can't. I
I
don't even
can.
like, I don't even the tame words. You know, in my household, my kids growing up, shut up was a bad word. So I
Yes.
don't, you
No,
know, when
yeah,
you're.
like if you say that as a kid,
I
with
know.
it with to
In
a like Hispanic
school, you
Latino
can't do
Hispanic,
that.
you can do that. Like if you say that to your teachers or like professors, whatever, or to your mom or your dad, you're like you're to the neighbor, honey, to the neighbor, you're dead.
The neighbor, you're dead. Yeah, no, they're the respect, the mama respect. Are you kidding me? Yeah, even my
Honey,
mom, I'm
yes.
not Hispanic at all, but my mom would have popped me in the mouth so fast, or
Wait,
there's just no.
is Quincy in the chat? Is he here?
Quincy is here.
Yeah.
He was here. Are you still? He looks like he's still here. Quincy, are
Oh,
you here? Do you know
because
Quincy?
yesterday, yeah. Well, I don't
Oh.
know him, you know, because I don't really know any of you. But I
Oh.
talked to him last night about like this whole like who drinks where, like accents in Cubans and Dominicans and Puerto Ricans and every like there's a whole conversation
Oh,
in the
so
public, in
many
the public.
dialects. So many
You can go and see it. It's in the post. It's in he made a post about buying 5 pounds of honey. So I started talking about some random thing, and then we ended up having this whole conversation. It's in there if you want to go read it.
I'll have to go
About
look.
like, yeah, about like culture and like Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, and like or abuelitas and quinceañeras and
Yeah.
all of those things. And it was just so amazing because I love people from everywhere, like all around the world. I have friends where you don't think people will have friends.
Oh,
So yeah, I am that. And it was so exciting to see that he like he was wait, what's the word? He was involved. No, that's not the word. He a word. No, that's not the word. I'm sorry, I'm having a moment here. Well, let's say that he knew all of this stuff. So I was like, yes, because sometimes I see all of you in Twitter because I am everybody's friend on Twitter. I text whoever I want. I DM whoever I want. I'm like this free girl and I don't care. Like you either reply or you like or you don't do nothing. Okay, it's your choice.
I love that.
But it was so exciting for me since, like, you know, they have such beautiful voices, and we're all here for their voices. And
I
oh my gosh, Ben's voice! Oh,
Oh, Ben,
there's like a
I need to get
word.
an interview for him again. Anyways, yeah.
Girl, yes, and please try to make it a lot, like at least an hour. Like I am asking
And I
you.
need to write. He's asking for more writing, you know, more
Honey, what are
Derek.
you waiting for? That you get what you can get for that
Get
man.
on
Okay, let me tell
that.
you, you get what you can get from him. So if he's asking, you're doing
Oh, it's
it.
amazing. Ben, I just adore.
We love
He's
you here.
crazy.
Okay, I'm totally far girly over you. Okay, I'm not ashamed. You know.
Oh, I know. My earlier podcast, the first time I heard Ben talk, you know, oh my goodness, are you kidding
Oh,
me?
honey, I'm gonna
It's a
tell you
life
something.
change moment.
You're like, what is this? Did I miss this my whole life? So I'm gonna tell you a story that nobody probably cares about, how I discovered all of you on Twitter. So I didn't know that the audio community was a thing. So I was like looking for random stuff on like YouTube, whatever. And I came across his work with Mute and Alexa. Oh, and I was like, wow, he has a beautiful voice. So I went down the comments, the description, I don't remember. And I was like, this guy is a thing on Twitter. So I went there and, you know, I ended up on Reddit and you know. So I was like, God, I think I have a crush on a voice. It lasted 5 minutes. It lasted 5 minutes. I'm not a creep.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? You know, I can't. Some of Ben's stuff I can't listen to anymore because now I know he's a person. And it's so.
No, I know he is. And that's why I stay away.
I'm just like melting. I'm like, oh, my gosh. He's making love to me. I'm going to die. I can't listen anymore.
He can be. There's an audio of him. That he reads, I think, The Cat in the Hat. And I used to read that to the kids that I used to teach back when I was a teacher. But listening from this man's voice is a life-changing experience.
I so agree.
Honey, okay, you don't even understand. Like, it just sounds so inappropriate. It's the freaking Cat in the Hat. Like, how can this even be inappropriate? I mean, maybe a little sassy because they're naughty cartoons. They're not really like super nice, but we teach because whatever. It's a Cat in the Hat. So, and I was like, I was blushing and I was like, wait, this is not inappropriate. This is totally safe for work.
It is safe for work. It's a Cat in the Hat, but it's Ben, and Ben is Ben is not safe for work. Even when he does his safe for work stuff, he is never there. Even his he's just not.
He tries, and I'm so sorry for the man because I know, and I am so respectful, and I hope he thinks the same. God, I'm sweaty. Today is such a hot night. God. It's sticky and gross here in the island. It's horrible. But the thing is that, like, when I sometimes, like, you guys know me already. I think that everybody knows me. you know that I have fun. I flirt, whatever. Like, but I like to say that I have a pretty good English. But when I text him, my English is horrible. Girl, I can be, well, Quincy knows this. Well, he read my text. I am full on eloquent, and I don't know if that's the word, and like I'm full on sassy, good grammar. At least I try, and I have my ideas there. You understand it? I'm pristine, honey. I'm 10 out of 10 in English, but with him I am a 3.5, girl, that has never wrote before like a text in English. I remember my first text to him that I have, but I don't want to read it because it's embarrassing. But the grammar, when all I read typos. It again, oh my God, when I read it again, I was so embarrassed because I was like, girl, your English is the only thing you have pride yourself on the last 20 years or so of your life. And this guy on the internet makes you feel self-conscious about it. Oh my god. Oh yes.
No. There's just something really unique about Ben. I don't know what
I can't talk to him.
He's like sets the bar. It's just it was my first voice that I heard that was like that. And I think I even heard him before Zane. And when you hear somebody's voice like that first, it changes your whole perception, don't you think?
It's life-changing.
I mean, yeah, it's life-changing, and who they are as a person just becomes really tied up in that sexy voice. And so that's what you're going to see every time. And Ben is anyways, and he's so playful and fun too. And he's a really neat guy. Absolutely. So what you're going to do a podcast. What are you going to do for your podcast?
So my podcast is kind of a random idea I came up the other day. So turns out that all my friends are like entrepreneurs now, and everybody's on the whole hustling thing. And I was like, let's interview everybody that has a business now. And so the podcast idea is like, I interview whoever has a side hustle. Like, how do you come up with it? Like, why? What's your idea? What you do with it? And yes, Quincy, you're turning me. I'm reading the comments now. Yeah, that was me. Okay, I keep going. So that's my idea. I want to interview everybody, like everybody who monetized their voice, their face, their talents, everything except for OnlyFans. But that is that. And that's
I don't know. There's some really nice people on. I mean, my friend Johnny is on OnlyFans. is it OnlyFans? I think he is. Oh, and I adore Johnny. Yeah. Johnny was like one of the first people I met on Twitter who was just really kind and outgoing, and he retweeted me and he was very encouraging. And then I look in his feed and like, oh my gosh, I didn't want to see that today, but it's really nice. But
I don't really go looking at people, you know.
I looked at his account and Johnny, he's out there. In fact I interviewed him, and he said he was just one of those young kids that was always running around naked and he never grew out of it.
I wish I had that confidence.
Like, really? Right? But he also, you know, he's like, yeah, 5 hours in the gym all the time. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Nah. The only thing I do is walking.
Watch what you're eating, you know. I mean, he drinks so that he's, and then he's got to work all that off. So, but, you know. Wow, that's neat. This doing the side hustle thing is really a good idea. Like that guy I was talking about earlier who has the great voice, that's kind of what he does. I think he has a side hustle things and a business. He makes like bracelets and different things out of leather, and he's kind of branding himself like with hats and t-shirts and stuff. And I'm like, he actually on TikTok world and Facebook world, he's really huge compared to my little podcast thing. And
I love people on TikTok.
Yes, his name is Huckleberry something. Oh my gosh. And his voice. Oh Lordy. Oh, you need to help me. Oh. You need to say, could you go on Issa Wellen's podcast and just read something uplifting?
I'll do it for you.
if I can get it. That's what I did. That's what I did with Ben. I'm like, you guys, everybody go over and just say, Ben, please read for us.
Yes.
And I don't know how many people
go
did, but
talk
I'm like,
that
please
man and don't
go,
let him go. Go check him out. Yeah. Like it doesn't matter who you are. You just learn so many things from him. And you know who I like too? I don't know if you know him, but if you don't, girl, you're missing. You know Hank Miller?
Oh, yes. Hank is like,
oh, my goodness.
Yes.
No, he's the king.
He is.
I mean,
he is.
His stories, sometimes I just sit down to listen to his stories. And sometimes I don't even get to the whole plus 18 thing. I just got it right there because sometimes I just want to hear the story and the feelings. He is so authentic. And I like it. He has a very comforting voice. It's not really, he can be pretty, you know, daddy or whatever people say these days. But, he really has that. I don't know. I love these guys and their voices. I am just, Quincy, your voice is beautiful. And your voice, Ellen, your voice is beautiful.
Oh,
I have a thing for voices. When I heard you the first time, because I knew you on Twitter, I don't know you, but you know what I mean. I text and whatever, and I know everybody's business and deals there because I am a stalker. But I went for a walk the week before that. 2 weeks ago, I was like, I'm going to drag my ass and I'm going to go for a walk because I'm going to die here locked out of my house. So I went out with my face mask on. People wear your masks. And please. And I went and I played a random episode and I was like, who is this goddess? And why I didn't know her like 5 years ago. And then I met you, part of my routine. You're my you're my walking buddy.
I'm your walking buddy. Oh, that's wonderful.
So, like, every time you have somebody there and you're just talking for like an hour and a half while I'm walking my, how many miles did I make? 7 km last Friday,
Oh,
same set
hey,
my
wow.
last. Yes, it was insane. But you, and I don't know if I remember if it was Sane or Quincy, I don't remember who was there. And you guys were talking about so many random things and vacations and leaving your friends to other people. I don't know. And random things like that. And I was like, ah, oh, this is amazing. My friends are talking my ears out. I adore this. So you're now a part of
Yeah,
my
we've had
routine.
some really fun, times just talking about or reading random things or just being, just making each other laugh, and hopefully people listen and laugh. I mean, that's kind of the, laugh along with us, because it has been, I never, when I started the podcast, I was just reading my stuff, but it's so much more fun to have guests and interact with people and meet new people from all over the world. And it's kind of amazing. And I'm like,
Sorry.
well, it's totally changed everything about my podcast, but it's still about stories. It's about people and where they're at in life. So I can do that. And then I end up talking about all this sexy stuff and just, turning red half the time and getting really uncomfortable. And
Oh yeah. I talk about inappropriate stuff, but in a very informative way. Yeah, in a very informative way. That's how my male friends describe me. Okay. So the other day, not the other, like 2 nights ago, I was talking to a friend that we go to college together, right? I'm still in college, but like my last year, I'm not a newbie, okay? I'm over 21. I'm over 21, thank you. And then we were like there, and I was like, we were talking about how one-sided intimacy is in our culture, in the world, at our age. Like, everything is like either I have fun or you have fun, but no, the two of us at the same time. And it's sad to say that actually that is a reality. Like, that is a thing. And I can't believe, like, when he said, like, you actually taught me about boundaries. And I'm like, you're freaking kidding me, because like, of course, everything has to be like consensual. Like, you can't just pretend somebody's gonna do something that they didn't ask you to do. And I was like, dude, no, like, that is so wrong. And he said, like, I know, but these days you don't really find someone, sorry,
That's
I'm
okay. That's
trying.
okay.
You don't really
You're doing
found
good.
someone that sets boundaries.
Yeah,
And it
yeah,
says,
yeah.
like, you're my friend and I like you, but I'm not going there with you. And even if I was, I have limits. And if I don't want to go all the way, or if I want to, but maybe in a week or two, you have to respect that, because I am choosing to share my body, my feelings, whatever you name it, with you in that moment. And I want to feel safe. I want to feel valued. I'm not a inflatable toy. I'm not a doll.
Exactly.
I am not a doll. I am pretty sure I'm human and I have a lot of flesh. But you don't really, girls my age are not like me, and I'm sorry for them. And I wish they were. Girl, if the guy is a douche, if your friend told you he's a douche, it's because he is. So no.
Lying to you, usually he is. And stop just
He
trying to
is.
get, just feel
No,
like you have to
no.
settle, right? So many people
Honey,
are,
no.
yeah, they just take what they can get, or just and the consent thing and the communication thing, you're right, that is huge. And so what is it like being young and dating? Is it hard?
It's
I
not
mean,
fun. It is hard. Okay, I'm gonna tell you
it's
something.
not fun.
In my community, my country is very small. We are only 10 million people, and you'll say, ah, you guys are a lot, but we probably are the size of New York, okay? So everybody knows everybody. Like, in my city, I live in, well, in the city, main city, let's say. Everybody here knows everybody through a friend, because we're not that far away from each other. Like, the least people that you think that knows a friend of yours knows that it's a cousin, it's a whatever. And so, like, here it's like everybody that you're dating has dated all your friends, or had a girlfriend that is the sister of one of your friends you had in high school, it's a mess. And I mean, that is not the problem, because people, like, you try different things while you're growing up, and I think that's okay. You don't have to settle at 21 if you don't want it. Like, if you do, great, but if you don't, fine. But it is very, it's kind of gross. Nobody really wants to know you. There, you are mean to an end.
Oh, no. So you live in a tight-knit community. Everybody knows everybody, but they don't really want to be intimate. They don't want to know who you are as a person, and they don't, you don't talk about things ahead of time. You don't find out, you know, what you want intimacy-wise. And so there's no communication.
Or even in a
you're just two bodies in the dark. Is that, you know?
And it's fun until it's not.
Yeah. Okay. And you don't know, which is really, for women, I mean, it is, that's probably the most scary scenario, because if you haven't established those boundaries and made them clear, that can be a really scary scenario. If you're just like, well, I really want him to like me, and how far am I going to have to go?
I've been there. So I know, like, really saying this might be fun. Nobody knows me here. Nobody knows. But I dated a guy once. I was very young. I was like 17. And I was almost 18. But guy was fine. He is very talented. You know, one of those people that guy was like, you are going to have all of the talents in the world. He is that guy.
Oh, no.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
He is an amazing musician. He's a pianist. Pianist, that's how you say it? He plays a piano. And, but he's not just any musician. He has been, like, his whole life has been that. And he's amazing. And, wow, the guy is out of this world. He can play anything from whoever. Like, I don't really know much about culture, but that's bad to say. But he can play, like, anything.
Any instrument, a guitar or a piano or a violin, and he can draw and do all that. Yeah.
Yes, he actually can draw. He's a graphic designer too.
Oh,
and
no.
Also, he's an amazing singer. Like, his voice is like the angels. But he's a douche. And it's hard for me because I am the person that acknowledges everybody's talent. I am like, if you have a beautiful voice, if you're an amazing writer, I'm here to tell you. Like, you're the queen, you're the king, and that's it.
Oh, you do sweet.
And it's hard for me to separate that because he's an okay guy. He's not like nasty or anything. He treats people normal. He's just a guy. It's just like with women, he really doesn't know. He tried to cross boundaries with me that I wasn't going to.
And you were so young.
And then he told everybody it was like a slut or something.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Shame on everybody who we lived at. I don't care. I am not. I wasn't
good for
even
you.
Doing anything back then. I'm not even doing anything now. So,
neither am I. We're good.
Yes. Celibacy is a thing.
It is.
We're all handsome people in this place. Ben knows the joke. Okay. So
come on, Quincy. Yeah, come on. That just come on, Brett. Yay for celibacy.
We're all handsome people here. We're great.
Celibacy. Yay. Anyways.
Okay, send that for me and other girls, like maybe my age, maybe from my country, listening to men being decent is life changing. Because at the end of the day, they're not anything out of this world. They're just men who know how to do, like, how to treat women, how to be decent, how to be nice and respectful. And whenever we found that, we're like, boy,
wow.
Where have you been all my life? And it's because nobody is telling guys these days, like my age or what, or younger than that, that you can't be a douche. That
is there,
girls are not toys. Okay?
Girls are not toys. Is there something in your culture? I mean, I know that But it's an Americanized version of it. But machismo is kind of a thing, you know, the kind of the man's man, the but he's really a bully, and wants his way and everything. Is that a thing in your where you are in your culture, or is that just an is it an Americanized thing, or?
We're very religious. Here and
so you have religion, a more traditional, yeah.
Yes, and religion here is, I don't know how to say this without going where I shouldn't go.
Yeah, but yeah, patriarchal, where the guy's in charge, yes, and some guys can take that a little farther than they should.
Everything is about the man. Like he can sleep like around the world. He can sleep with. How many? Like 10 girls the same day. But if a girl kisses 2 in the same day, she's a slut. And like, if you dated more than 2 people, like, you're... Nah, God, it's horrible. And, you know, in some way, that really... If you take it the way that I took it, like, that really helps you to set boundaries and to be more selective with the people you talk to, have fun with, whatever. But... In other situations, you see this, and I'm not ashamed to say it, child marriage is still a thing here. It's legal over the age of 15.
Wow.
You can marry a child if you're the age, if you're 55, you can totally marry a 15-year-old.
Oh,
and that
Lord.
Is completely fine. And, you know, now people that have, like, the government is changing and a lot of young people are really getting into the Congress and everything. That's amazing. And just now, after 400 years, there's a law in the works for like eliminating that and making a rule that nobody can date an underage person. But girl, boy, whatever, you can. But to this day, there may be 2-3 million of young ladies married to guys, to men that
older
can
men
be your
are
father, yeah, can be totally be your father.
Are these arranged marriages? I mean, do they have a choice, or is it a family kind of arrangement? Or
it is in like 99.9% of the time, mothers think they're giving their daughters a better future because a lot of this happens, and all of this happens really in more vulnerable. Communities, so that is the thing, and I am because they think that they're giving their daughter a better life, and they're like, it's okay if you drop school, even if they want to keep going. It's okay if, you know, it hurts to say it, but DDLG is a thing. But not in the fun way, no, into adults, no. You literally have a baby with an old man. It's not a fun play between two adults.
Yeah, no, that's not
a lifestyle. No. You have the man that tells them what to do, how to dress, where to go, what not to do. And their mates at 15 or 14 or 13, their children. And instead of going to school, they're having sex and doing house chores for
and having moment. Babies when they're still
and
babies.
Having babies and sometimes even like I mean it's scary to think about it. It's a lot.
It is. That's amazing. You know, you don't think, you forget that is a thing in the world, that happens. I know that it happens way in the Middle East, but I didn't realize, you know, in the Hispanic community, where
it's
you know, that it's the same kind of thing in different cultures. I did not know that. I thought that it, because I assume when you say religion, it's probably more Catholicism.
Yes.
Catholic. Yeah. So I had no idea. You'd think the church would be like, no, you can't do that. What's going on? What's the church doing? You know,
the Catholic Church here is very tied up to the government's wishes. And it had always been this way. Mm-hmm. So they stand up for what they want to stand up for. So you see people trying to not make legal like abortion of anything, and there's a really sad story of something that happened. A 9-year-old little girl gave birth.
No. Oh gosh.
And
wow.
She's now a baby with another baby. She doesn't even know anything about anything. And she was raped, but I think her father, I don't remember. And she has a baby now. And what is the country doing? What is the law doing? Why is this man not locked up? Because this is legal here. Because it's fine. Gosh. And, you know, that those are the things that really put things like in perspective. For you, I am very lucky to have made it to the age that I am with no kids. I'm not married. My mom gives me everything I want. Oh, and my only worry is going to college and maybe getting a job to buy clothes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what do you want to do? Let's just change the subject. So you've made it. You're going to college. You're your senior year in college. What are you going to do? What are your goals?
Well, thank God we changed the topic because it's really sad.
It's really sad. That's really horrible.
There's a law coming up to change that, so that's what you need
good.
To know. Okay, so my goals, I really don't know. I feel like I'm going to be very honest. I really don't know. I am almost done. I am majoring in public relations, and I like it, and it's great, and I'm very passionate about it. It's just I really haven't thought about what I want to do with it.
I think, you know, you would be really great in public relations, though. You come on the podcast, you're like, and I'm going to do this, and you talk to everybody, and you love talking to people. I think that would something in that field, you know, finding your own side hustle. Helping other people with their side hustles, even. I don't know, but yeah, I think you have a future working with people. And, you know, there's something in your voice that is very positive and encouraging, and just you're a delight to hear and to talk to. So I think you will go far in that kind of field. Oh, yeah, no. You're just something you. I've learned a lot, you know, listening to people. And some people, sometimes my friend Zane, I'm like, are you here? Can you, where's your head, Zane, today? And I'll bug him and let him know, because his head is somewhere else and he's just not engaged, and he's not, you know, or he's really tired, or there's something going on. But you're like all bubbly and excited and positive. And that is when you interact with that, it's like an energy comes through the microphone and the earphones, and I'm like, oh well, I feel really good now. I'm wide awake, and it's like a caffeine in the arm. I think you would be great in public relations, whatever you do, you know, oh wow, you could be, there are so many things in, oh, to be young again. To be young again, and to know that you could have all these choices. I didn't get married until I was 27. Then, I kind of pooped around with my time and my energy. I didn't, you know, I didn't invest. I didn't, my life wasn't terrible. It was a good life, but I was kind of like hopping from boyfriend to boyfriend a little bit too much. So don't do that.
No, that's not my point. Plenty of boyfriends in the audio community.
There you go. Oh, so many boyfriends in the audio community.
Oh my God, they're all handsome men.
I was telling somebody about kind of my writing journey today. It's so funny that you would talk. And it was a girlfriend from my childhood. And I was saying, so we wrote a book, and then I got on Twitter. And Twitter is a unique environment. There are different sections of Twitter. You have the poetry Twitter. You have the erotic community. You have the romance community. You have the erotic audio community.
The people who loves politics, and the people who makes fun of every sayer, the girl that, you know, posts WAP every day.
I know. You know, oh, on TikTok, all the different WAP videos are so hilarious. Anyway.
They're great.
And I was actually telling her about Ben, and I kind of stumbled into this erotic audio thing, and it was like a major thing for me for 2020. It was just kind of really a positive thing, even though everybody's going through all this terrible stuff. I had some really great things happen this year. So you know, Twitter has been, it's a wonderful thing and it can be a scary thing. And, but yeah, it, the meeting of people like you and Ben and, Quincy, you know, who's way across the country and being able to collaborate with people. I bet, you know, once you get your podcast, oh, the door is gonna just, you know, it can, it can feel like you're a little fish in a big pond, but you still, yeah, you still can meet people and interact and grow. And there's still, so as long as I don't look at the, you know, people, oh, 10,000 downloads a day. Okay, whatever. But I'm having a good time. Exactly. I'm having a great time and meeting people and getting to talk to so many people.
And I'm going to have all of you on my podcast.
Okay.
So you're all worn.
Oh, yes, you have to. See, Brandon is
books
coming out.
But I can't have Ben because I'm going to be a flop.
No, you're going to be amazing. You're going to be so amazing.
A new book coming
you'll
out.
Have Quincy, and Quincy, it's hilarious. You get Quincy talking about stories. Oh, I mean, I could talk to Quincy for hours, but plus Quincy has this, yes, Brandon, you could go on and talk about your books and, but, and I don't know where Quincy is, but he has this theater background. And if you get to talking to him, but you can also just hit him up and you can say, okay, make up a story, Quincy, you know, or let's do this. And he could do it. He's just, he has an old Twitter feed on all the dicks from history that is really kind of based on when women get pictures in their DMs, but he's like, here, you want to see a dick? And I can say it because they're real people. He's like, here, all these people. And he goes to, he's just so funny. Quincy, you're hilarious.
Yeah, he is. He made my net last night. Like, that conversation was awesome. It feels like he has lived a thousand lives.
I think he has. Unsolicited dick pics are my jam. Yes.
Oh God, no, I have never gotten one. I am lucky. I almost got one, and I was like, "Baby, just send it to me." He's gonna meet spicy Latina, and it's not gonna be fun. I'm gonna take my earrings off, and you're gonna fight me.
Oh yeah, no, I kind of braced myself. Somebody sent me a picture the other day and I'm like, okay, I don't know what it is. I have a disclaimer though on that account that if you send me one, I'm going to review it publicly and share your information. So, and it wasn't, it was just a regular picture, but you know, you brace yourself a little bit. Quincy's so funny. You should call in Quincy.
Quincy,
Brandon
please.
Can't because he's at work, but
maybe next time we should do it.
I can't do it. You better not. You're working. Yeah, call in, Quincy.
Go in.
Go get your headphones and call in.
Go get it. Let's make this 2 hours.
So how do you pronounce your name? Is it Mariam? Is it Mariam or Mary?
It's Mary. It's Mary.
Mary, you're just Mary? Oh, easy peasy. Yeah.
Actually, that's my second name. My first name, I won't say. But it's French because I think Marie, it's French. It's French for my second name. Yeah.
Oh, not. Now, where did the French come in? You're his, what?
I know too many things. People love to hang out with, I'm not trying to pride myself, but a lot of people say that they love to hang out with me because they always learn something new and they don't get it. Like, how do you know all these things? And yes, so Marie, I think, yes, is the French for Maria, that it's also, like, the English is Mary. So that's my second name, and I use it because my first name is totally not.
Yeah, well, Isabelin is not my first name, so but it works for me. I'm not you know, outing myself publicly wouldn't be such a, I'm hiding from my family and my kids. That's what I'm doing. So I'm like, no, I don't want my kids to read my books or my mom.
No, they
oh
shouldn't.
My good Lord. Never.
Oh
ever.
God. Yeah, you're
even when they're adults,
even when they're adults.
Hmm.
You were on Wattpad, right?
And yeah, I am on Wattpad. But they could. Hey, Quincy.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
Oh, there's that
I'm
voice.
Excited. You know, I came here from one donut, and I came out with two. I am lucky.
I came here for one donut and came out with two.
Wait a minute, you didn't,
I am
you didn't tell
lucky.
Me. You didn't tell me there were going to be donuts involved. When there's pastry, you know.
Yeah, yes. Donuts. There's pie too, cherry pie.
Oh. I'm not into pie.
Oh.
Or cake.
I will have the pie. I will have that cherry pie.
Yeah, homemade cherry pie. Homemade cherry pie, which is the way to go.
That is totally fantastic.
Here, you know, cherries here in the Dominican, they're not like cherries in like the U.S. Like, they're so different. No, for real. Because your cherries are, like, soft and super sweet and red. Mm-hmm. And here they're, like, a little sour. Yes, a little sour.
Yes, they're bitter.
Yes,
super
they're bitter.
Dominican cherries are super bitter. But
how do you know this?
Because he knows Dominicans.
How does Quincy know Dominicans, Quincy? What is that story?
If you read the thread that we made yesterday, you
Quincy,
will know how.
Spanish? Really? Do you speak some Spanish, Quincy?
Just a little. And since there's a fluent Dominican on the line right now.
You're never gonna speak it.
No, you can. You totally can.
You're gonna never pull out your what is it? Un poquito? You know, yeah, my Spanish is so bad.
You're fine. It's better than my English.
No, I'll hit you with the un poquito más o menos. I might hit you with that.
See?
She said like six words right there.
I know. Just like,
wait. I promise you, Presidente, in a slow talking.
Yes. Okay? If I remember correctly, if I ever am at the Dominican party and I'm cowering in the corner, you'll bring the El Presidente and talk to me very slowly, please.
So to give you context, ISO, like Presidente is like the beer here. Like the beer. Uh-huh. Nobody drinks anything. Well, yeah, they do. But there's like, it's a country brand. That's the thing. Like, that is the beer. So, like, whenever you don't say, like, give me a beer, you say, give me a Presidente, give me a Pequeña, give me a Jumbo, that they're like little and jumbo size. And you don't ask for anything. So that's why. Presidente.
So Mary, if somebody's in the Dominican and they come and they ask for cerveza, you know they're not from there.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
No. They're gonna ask you, like, if you they're gonna ask you like what, like cuál.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Like, okay,
because,
what?
Like, they're gonna ask you. They're gonna look at you like, you're foreign.
You are so foreign right now. You're being extra, yeah. You're being extra foreign right now.
You're looking up and down at your little book. You know, okay. Por favor, cerveza. Cuánto?
No. Oh, but
you know
your Spanish.
Oh no, cuánto costo? No, my Spanish is so bad. My American.
It's better than
American.
My English.
Oh no, you're English. You're all like all over, you know. No, I should have you on to read some poetry in Spanish. Oh my God, wouldn't that
really
be amazing?
That would be
beautiful.
That would be fantastic.
No, you could read some of the really, really naughty stuff and nobody would know and it would sound amazing. It'd be so, or I could just write something really straight. I have straight poetry, something sad or something. And you'd have to translate it and arrange it though, make it fit. But man, that would be neat. That would be a real treat, I'm sure. Because Spanish, go ahead, Quincy.
No, I was just gonna say that would be fantastic.
It's a lyrical language. Mm-hmm. She's like, nope. Not gonna do it.
Not today, fam.
What
not
if
today.
I, you know, send it to Ben? Know. What if I be like Ben?
No. Not even.
I don't have that kind of relationship.
No, I know. I suck at reading poetry. I don't really read poetry.
No.
Because poetry in Spanish is not, it's very, you can be really bad judged if you read it wrong. Like
there is, I've only read a couple translations, but Neruda is a poet.
Oh, yeah.
That is
really his finest. He's from Spain, I think. Yes.
Yes, and it would be me if you came on and read some. Oh.
But he's like, and Frida's poems too. Actually, and also we have García Márquez.
He's neat. I haven't heard of Garcia. You'll have to share that on Twitter with me, Mr. Garcia. I've not heard that of him.
I need
before,
to hook you up.
Yeah, hook me up. Hook me up with some poems.
So, Quincy, give us insight of your life with Latinos.
Yeah, Quincy. I mean, how do you know the Latino? Was it a girl? What was it? Yeah. I mean,
his friends, apparently.
You have friends there where you are that are.
Well, no, I spent quite a few years living in South Florida, and so for me, I moved there from Chicago. So going from Chicago to where in Chicago, it's mostly, you know, it's just mostly Puerto Ricans, not really even too many Dominicans, really, but it's mostly Puerto Ricans in Chicago. So when I went from Chicago to Florida, and you had Puerto Ricans and Cubans and Dominicans and Mexicans and Spaniards and Guatemalans and Colombians and Ecuador and Argentina and like, you know, it's like all of these people. And then I met a girl. She was Guatemalan.
Hi.
Guatemalan. And so her mother refused to learn English, so I had to learn how to speak Spanish so I could talk to my mom. But the cool part about it is like she was like super super nice, like she was a really really nice person, but her thing was and I had to respect it. Her thing was, if you want to date my daughter, and you want to get to know our family, then you should put forth the effort to at least learn how to speak some of my language. So
I agree with the mama.
So the first time we all went out to dinner, I took everyone out to dinner. Her father, her brother, little sister, everybody. I took everybody out to dinner. And I didn't order anything except the tres leches.
Oh, that's delicious.
That's milk. So what? Three milks? What is that?
Go ahead.
It's a cake that its base is three different milks. I think condensed milk, like regular milk, and I don't remember what other milk. But yo creo que it doesn't have dulce de leche. No, it doesn't have it.
No.
It doesn't have the sweet milk, the dulce de leche, that carne caramely milk.
Yeah, but it's not caramelized though. It's like you have your condensed milk. You have your own.
It's the leche condensada. It's kind of like a honey texture, but it's milky and it tastes very extremely sweet. So you have to be careful.
It's super rich and super good. And I found out that at the time, that and Cuban flan were two of her favorite. Like she's Guatemalan and she really loved Cuban flan.
Everybody loves flan is the most delicious thing ever
because it's super delicious, right? Like you can't how do you not like flan, you know what I'm saying?
Every place you go out to eat, I always get the flan.
But bad flan is awful. It's not even like that. It's just bad. It's awful. I will only get it if it's the real deal. If I know somebody,
if it's
is your cook Hispanic? Does your cook respect their mother? Do they have an abuelita, and do they talk to her regularly?
important base questions for anybody out there that is planning to have like heat on a Latina. This is gold. Liquid gold.
And the other thing too is like, if you don't talk to your mother or your grandmother, don't tell me you make paella, because I don't believe you. Because that means you learned from a book.
Impossible. But the best paella is in Spain, like 100%.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It really is. But I actually had a friend, his family was Dominican, and his mother made this paella that was, I mean, out of this world. Fire. Out of this world. Fire.
Was her mother Dominican?
Yeah. No, her mother, the whole family is Dominican.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, the whole family is Dominican. So, yeah, no. And because it was like, it also had like these like Creole seasonings in it too. There was like, it was amazing. It was so amazing.
But wait, was the paella mixed or just the seafood? It was mixed?
It was mixed. It was mixed because.
Oh my goodness, dude. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, because there was like, there was smoked sausage. There was, a shrimp. There was a boil. There was, you know, yeah, it was super good. And then like, you know, just the right amount of saffron. It was the right
You're
amount.
You're making
of,
me yeah. so hungry. Oh my gosh.
I didn't start this conversation.
Oh my gosh. So no, well, I was
Have
traveling
you tried
with
some cocha?
Some what? Some cocha?
Sancocho, did you try it? Did they give you sancocho?
Like Quince? This?
No.
Cocho. Sancocho. Tú nunca comí. Ay, mi madre. Okay, so it is like this huge like soup thing that we make. It has all kinds of meat that you can think of. It has all kinds of veggies, not veggies, but like plantains and stuff. And
is it like soup? It's like soup, right?
Yes.
Oh, no, yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, yes, and coach, yeah. I didn't know that's what it was, but it's like, it's
God,
got like,
you're killing me.
But it's
I'm
got,
hungry.
It's got like, no, I know what you're talking about. No, I've had that before. I've definitely had that before. I just didn't know that it's sancocha, right?
Sancocho.
Okay, sancocho. Okay. See, I didn't even know, but I have had it. Because it's soup, but it's like, it's got a bunch of other stuff in it though, right?
Mm-hmm. And you eat it with rice and aguacate.
Oh yeah,
Vocala, you're great.
You guys are just you're killing me. You're killing me.
Oh my god, we're sorry.
But if you wanted to know, like that's what it was, is that I spent a lot of years in South Florida, and I kept my eyes and ears open. There were so many different cultures and like so many different and not just Hispanic cultures, but like all kinds of cultures that kind of met together in that one place. So for me, it was really interesting to get to know all of these cultures. And it was there that I, you know, that I learned the difference between, you know, Central American Spanish and, you know, Cuban Spanish and Mexican Spanish and Dominican Spanish. And, you know, like I was telling Mary last night, like listening to a Dominican talk, and listening to a Cuban talk, that's two completely different things. Like that
that is not the same Spanish.
It's not. Yeah. It is not the same Spanish at all. And then like, you know, and then like listening. And I was saying, what did I say? Listening to a Mexican and a Puerto Rican talk to each other is like listening to two cousins who grew up in different parts of the same country.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah,
listening to a Dominican, as I said, it's like listening to that uncle that lives in the U.S. and I don't know, but your mom said to be nice.
But like, if you listen to when Dominicans and please correct me if I'm wrong, when Dominicans talk to each other, Dominicans they're rapid fire, and I mean, and a lot of Hispanics are like that, but Dominicans especially, they're super rapid fire. And if you know what you're hearing, you can hear every single syllable. They speak every single freaking syllable, like every letter, every single everything. But it comes out at you at mock speed. So if you don't know what you're, and they use
can
a lot of,
know your deal?
Yeah, and they use, and then you guys use a lot of slang, like you were saying. You got your neighborhood slang, but you still, if you know the words, you can hear every single syllable. Cubans are more chill. Like,
they don't like, really, they
like Cubans like will
on a trip.
Yeah, like, okay, so like a person might say, like instead of like, para ti, right? Cubans would be like, para ti. You know what I'm saying? Like, they drop that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for you, you know, and then it's para ti.
Oh, wow. Pati, like, tengo pregunta pati. You know what I'm saying?
So like, what would like an auntie be called? I'm going to auntie's house. Would they, you know, my tia, would it be different? Even that, you know?
No.
No? No. Like,
okay, what's your question then?
No, like, I was trying to translate something that he said. Actually.
Oh, yeah, I have a question for you.
Oh, you have a question for me?
No, that was what I said. It was like,
that's what you said. So, oh, okay. So to give you a little insight, the Dominican slang changes every day. Every day we come up with a new word to say something about something. For example, like if you go to Puerto Rico, they have like the same words, the same slang they always had. But in the Dominican Republic, the slang changes every week. Every week we have a different way to call out of reach kid, and every week we have a new way to say hi. Every like there are so many different words that change like weekly, monthly, every year with every new Bad Bunny song. He's for a Rick, by the way.
Yeah.
But like, if you try to catch up with us, you're doomed. You have to be in the country, you have to be with the people to.
You have to live there. You have to live there. You have to be around the culture. That I learned very, very quickly. Spanish class will do you no good with Dominicans. It'll give you it'll give you a base understanding, but in order to really understand and commune with Dominicans, you have to be in that community. You have to exist with those people and listen to them, because their language is so rich and so cultured. And I say cultured because like Mary said, day by day, the slang changes. And that to me is so beautiful because it's a living language. You know what I'm saying? So it's so beautiful, but Spanish class will do you no good. If you want to go, like, if you want to go to Spain, Spanish class will do you just fine.
Yeah,
it really will.
I travel often there, and sometimes I don't have trouble communicating because Dominicans have a thing like we can be whoever you want us to be. We can be Cubans for you. We can be Puerto Ricans for you. We can be Americans for you. We can be anything you want. Like we don't have trouble anywhere. Like we are half a day in Puerto Rico and we speak like them. We can be half a day anywhere in the world and we speak like them. But with our community, we are like full on Dominican thing. Like, but we are very like, I like to say that I have a very neutral like accent. Maybe you pick up an accent on me, probably, but yes, and that's the thing. But you can't really tell where I am from if you don't know my culture, because the only thing that Quincy knows is that I speak fast. That's how he knows.
That's how he guessed.
It was that you look when I first saw that there was a new live cast, I just happened to be coming off the Browns game. I'm like, okay, before I go and start recording tonight, I'll listen to this thing. And you came on and I'm listening to this person. I'm like, and I'm listening to you talk. You have a Hispanic accent, but I'm listening to the way you say your words, and I'm like, this person sounds Dominican. Like, this person is sharp with every single syllable, even the ones that like you're stumbling on, like you're sharp with them. And I'm like, I don't know, man, I think this person is Dominican.
Yeah, I am, and I'm proud.
I'm like, and then when you said, I'm like, oh yes, of course, this person, I was talking to this person last night.
Yeah, like, that's too weird. I'm gonna shut up, man. I'm just gonna let you guys.
No, I'm gonna probably end the podcast, but I want to thank you guys so much for coming on and talking about languages. And just, I'm now starving, which is why we're ending. because, and I don't have good food. So thanks for that. A lot, not really. You know, there's frozen meals and whatever. Fine. But.
Oh, I want to cook for you.
Yeah, cook for me. There's just nothing. I mean, I can cook, but it's not authentic. You know, everything is a little bit. But anyway, so thank you so much for coming on and chatting and engaging and just laughing. And I had a great time. Thank you for calling in, Quincy and Mary.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, always. What a great Sunday afternoon, you too. But now I'm starving. So I'm gonna go eat, and
hopefully this podcast made sense.
Yeah, no, it does. I'm sure it does. And I can't wait till you have yours. Let me know, and I'll make sure to get it out and share and as much as I can. And the side hustle thing is great. There's so many people that, you know, I'm sure will just be lining up to share. Everybody's got a little bit of side hustle these days. So,
so now that I have Ellen Quincy, are you up?
Once you get your podcast started up, if there's anything I could do to help you out or anything like that, by all means hit me up. I'm there.
Yeah,
you're so in so much trouble.
Am I in trouble?
Oh no.
You're being in an episode. I'm gonna call you in about like sound techy things because I don't understand anything about that.
Oh, there you go. You're gonna have to set it all up now, Quincy. Get her with her microphone. She's gonna. Have you got your microphone set up yet? Your computers yet?
Well, I don't have a laptop. I don't have.
You have a laptop? How about you, Quincy? Have you got your microphone set up and your everything set up? Your area, your recording studio.
You know what it is not completely, because I'm actually kind of because I'm in the middle of recording two pretty substantial serial dramas.
Oh yeah.
And so like I've been really like all of my free time for recording goes into that. So I'm kind of like I'm in this like little sort of booth box that I've built in my office to try and keep the wind chime noise down.
Oh my God.
Neighbors. Oh, we were complaining about that the other day. Yes. Homeowners. Neighbors fighting with each other and being the mini.
Yes, with red passion. I hate these wind chimes. But anyway. But hopefully when I get a few more episodes into the one and I can sort of get ahead, then what I'll do is I'll actually tear all of this down and rebuild it back up. So
rebuild it back up. So next time there's a big storm, just go out, big storm, and just take some scissors and just deal with the wind chimes. Okay. The big storm, you know, and nobody will know. And they're making a racket anyway. So just sneak out. And do you have to climb along the side of a building or something? Just Spider-Man it. Come on. And get out there.
Don't do that. We want you alive, Quincy. You're too much fun.
Exactly. See, you know, people are out here telling me to get to bring fire involved. They want me to go out there and commit felonies. Here's the terrible part about this. 15, 20 years ago, I might have done all of that.
Well, I am pretty young and no.
Yeah, I'll do it for you. No.
If you have me next time, I'm going to read you something in Spanish, but no poetry. Okay? What?
Okay, you're going to read something? Go ahead, read something.
If you ask me to read anything, but.
Okay, next time. You could read. Oh, well, yeah, I'd love to have you read anything. Anything.
You know what we can? Well, I will try to get a. I don't know if there's much in your book, but like it a safe word part of your book and try to translate it to Spanish and read it.
My first book is good. My second book, no, it's filthy. You can't. Don't read that. It's filthy. It's a beautiful epic romance, but it's still filthy.
Send me something, you guys, and I'll translate it in my head. I'm pretty good with that. And I'll read it for you.
Okay, I'd love that. I'd love that next time. So I'm gonna go eat. Seriously, now I'm like
woman.
I might need
go
to
take care of your kids.
Fine. Yeah, exactly. I'm starving now.
Taco go finish your thing that you were recording, Quincy. Why are you recording, Quincy?
I'm recording a little bit of tonight. I'm recording a little bit of Inspector McTavish.
I'm interested.
And I can't. Well, if you're interested, look, the death of Dr. Davidson is a thing.
I already heard the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Is that on YouTube?
Vanilla. So I'm recording episode 7 and 8 tonight.
No way. I love your character. I forgot who is it, but I know that you're there. I just know that Vince is the narrator because of course.
Ben is the narrator because of course. Oh,
and Hank Miller is now in it, right?
Hank Miller is actually my partner. He's actually my partner.
Yeah. Yes, you're the police officer, right?
So I get sandwiched in between these two amazing, amazing actors, and, you know, like these amazing voices.
Oh my gosh! Do you hear the anonymous is gone?
No.
I was heartbroken. You know,
So look, funny thing about that is that anonymous left on the same day that I got this comment. It's so unfortunate that anonymous is gone. Why is that?
Because
he would be great in this Death of Dr. Davidson thing. Oh really?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I got the how special do you feel being sandwiched in between Ben and Hank Miller? I'm like, pretty good, I guess.
Well, no, like it was. I cried because I was very fonded of him. Like he just, I don't know. I cried.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna say
have,
to him
like,
publicly.
Personal relationships with everybody, you know. It's like...
I love you all, but I ended up playing with him because he was really the guy that made you feel better after you were fired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or after you were dumped, like he was a safe blanket. You're like, you know what? I'm having it's such a terrible day, and I want to feel better. And he's gone, but you know, I'm just sad. World, know that I'm sad. If you're listening to this, I doubt it. But I'm very sad, but I wish you the best because you're great.
You guys are cracking me up. Okay, I'm setting music now because thank you guys for coming on. I am so hungry. I'm not joking. I want some paella, and I'm not gonna get any though. So I'm gonna repost this. So this will be reposted. So if you're listening at the replay, thank you so much. And I just want to thank my guests, Mary and Quincy and Brandon for coming in, and other people who came in and listened. I just thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your comments and your likes and your shares. We were just talking today, just talking to Mary about what she's going to do, what her goals are, and just meet new people. And that is an amazing thing that we can do. It's communication and it's storytelling. Storytelling is communication and empathy and sharing and getting to know cultures and understanding and learning about things and food and sad things that are happening in the world and how things are changing and how they're not changing. All that is so important, so, so important and valuable. So I hope that you were able to listen to the whole thing and enjoy it with me. Have a great evening. Quincy says, thanks for listening to my version of foolishness. Bye, guys.